The Story of Our Health Message, Chapter 31, How the Payments Were Met. One of the strongest arguments of those who were hesitant about the purchase of the property in Loma Linda, California, was the seeming utter impossibility of meeting the payments for its purchase $20,000 before the end of the year and the balance within another 3 years. Yet this very remarkable accomplishment was effected in a small conference of only 1,400 believers, with two other newly acquired sanitariums to finance, besides an academy, a vegetarian cafeteria, and treatment rooms, all of which were carrying more or less indebtedness, as told by Elder Burden. Of the provinces connected with the meeting of these payments in quick succession as they became due, we can do no better than to tell the thrilling story largely in the language of Elder J. Burden, whose courageous faith was mainly responsible for the success achieved. The first test of faith had come with the request made by Mrs. White while still in Washington, D.C., to secure an option on the property if possible. As already stated, Elder Burden borrowed the necessary $1,000 on his personal note. Let us now hear his account of how he secured this money. Where was the $1,000? The only assurance we had was the statement that it would come from unexpected sources. In our perplexity, we visited Elder R.S. Owen at San Fernando, California, to inquire if he knew of anyone who had money to loan. At first, after listening to the letters and telegrams concerning the Loma Linda proposition, he said, "It seems as though we should secure the property, but without the money, what can you do?" After more careful thought, he remembered a gentleman who had asked him if the Southern California Conference was needing any money. This gave us new courage, so we tried to find the gentleman in San Fernando, but were disappointed to learn that he now lived several miles down the coast, on a ranch. We hurried off to Los Angeles, then took an electric car that ran within a mile and a half of his property. We found a little cabin that met the description, but no one was at home. On calling at a house about a quarter of a mile distant, we found his sister-in-law, who thought that he was somewhere on the ranch. We searched diligently, but failed to find him, and as it was growing dark, and nearly time for the car, we hurried back. For some reason, which we now can see to have been providential, we failed to signal the car when it came in sight, and it sped by leaving us standing in the dark at the crossing. While waiting for the next car, which was due in 2 hours, the impression came very vividly, returned to the cabin. This we did, and found the cabin lighted up. We rapped at the door, and were invited in, where we found the man with his wife and child eating supper. Providential assistance. The telegram from Mrs. White, with the letters that followed, were read to him. Suddenly he exclaimed, "Praise the Lord. I have been praying for months for the Lord to send me a buyer for my place, that I might get out of the city and devote my means to advance his cause. A few days ago a man came and purchased my place, and the money is now lying in the bank. The devil has been tempting me to invest it again in land, but I am sure the Lord wants it to secure this property." Without hesitation he turned over to us $2,400. It was such a surprise it fairly took our breath. We finally recovered our poise and said, "We have no receipt, brother." He said that was all right, as the Lord was in this thing. Bidding him good night, we caught the next car home. This experience, simple though it was, strengthened our faith that God was in the move, and ever afterward held us steady as perplexities arose which calculated to cause us to doubt that the Lord was leading. From an unpublished manuscript, The Story of Loma Linda. It is to be found in the vault of the L.N.G. White Publications, Document File 8A. Now back to the story of making the first payment of $5,000. $1,000 had been turned over to hold the contract, and there was $1,400 toward the balance of the first month's payment. The remaining $2,600 came due during the period of uncertainty while the Southern California Conference was considering its decision regarding assuming the responsibility of the purchase of Loma Linda. If this amount were defaulted, not only would the $1,000 already paid be forfeited, but the property might be placed beyond the possibility of being secured. The uncertainty of what attitude the Southern California Conference would assume made some of those who might have helped reluctant to do so. Again, we quote from Elder Burden, who successfully solicited the required sum to meet the payment and then continued on in his work of faith. We first asked Sister Belle Baker, now sleeping, how she felt regarding the securing of Loma Linda. "I do not see why anyone should hesitate," she replied. It seems plain to me that we should have it. We then asked, are you willing to risk $1,000 in it? Yes, she replied. You may lose it, she was reminded. Well, she said, I will risk it. And she loaned $1,000 toward the payment, making the first payments. We then conferred with Elder R.S. Owen, who had made the suggestion as to where we might find the first $1,000 to secure the option. He was unable to make any recommendation as to who might help, but he said, while I don't have the money, yet here is my home. You may put a mortgage on it for $1,000 to secure the money. It was not necessary to put a mortgage on the property, as his word was good for the amount. And so on the very day it was due, we were enabled to meet the balance of the first payment on the property. This ensured the holding of it until the delegates from the churches should decide what responsibility, if any, the Southern California Conference should assume. The time came when the second $5,000 would soon be due. The decision of the churches to make the purchase of Loma Linda a conference enterprise had been reached. But no means was in sight, though many letters of solicitation had been written, and every likely prospect in the Southern California Conference had been approached. In this time of distress and anxiety, a delegation visited the officials of a sister conference in California and requested permission to solicit means in a portion of its territory. Those making this request were reminded that the securing of the Loma Linda property had been contrary to the advice of the Pacific Union Conference. This fact, together with their own financial needs, formed the basis of the objection to any solicitation of means in their field. As the day drew still nearer when the payment was due, and no money was in sight, those carrying the financial responsibility of the Southern California Conference were in deep perplexity. Some expressed the fear that the conference credit would be jeopardized by this new undertaking, and urged that even yet it would be better to lose the $5,000 already paid than to go ahead. Again, we will let Elder Burden tell the story of the timely deliverance. Perplexity. At last the day arrived, and the forenoon found the members of the Southern California Conference Committee in session in Los Angeles in deep perplexity. It was natural that some who had from the first felt it unwise to accept the great responsibility should feel that these circumstances justified their misgivings. In the face of the humiliating necessity, as it seemed, of losing the property, it was easy and natural to blame and censure those who had pressed the matter through against what appeared to be sound reason and judgment. Nevertheless, some remembered the clear words that had come through the testimonies, and refused to concede that there should be failure. Yet we knew not how relief would come. It was suggested that the morning mail might bring relief. Soon after this, the postman was heard coming up the stairs. He opened the door and delivered the mail. Among the letters was one bearing the postmark Atlantic City, New Jersey. The letter was opened, and it was found to contain a draft for $5,000, just the amount needed for the payment. Needless to say, the feelings of those who had been critical were quickly changed. Eyes filled with tears, and one who had been especially critical was the first to break the silence. With trembling voice, he said, "It seems that the Lord is in this matter." "Surely He is," was the reply, "and He will carry it through to victory." The influence that filled the room that day hushed the spirit of criticism. It was as solemn as the judgment day. We had previously received a letter from Mrs. White, dated July 10, 1905, in which she had said, "I want you to keep me posted about the money coming in with which to make the payments on the Loma Linda property. I am writing to different ones, asking them to help us at this time, and I think that we shall obtain means to make every payment." Among those to whom Mrs. White had written, asking for money, was this sister at Atlantic City. The Lord had put it into her heart to respond and to mail the letter just at the time when our faith had been tested almost to the limit, that it might be revived and strengthened. Soon we were at the bank window to pay in the $5,000. As the receipt was taken from the counter, a voice seemed to say to us, "See how nearly you missed that payment. How are you going to meet the next one, within a month?" In heart we answered, "It will surely come, even though we do not now know the source." We thanked God and took new courage in believing that the Lord was going before us. Another providential case. Again, earnest efforts were put forth to secure money in Southern California to meet the next payment of $5,000 due a month later, but without success. A few days before the fateful hour, a gentleman in Oregon, having learned of the new sanitarium, wrote and asked if money was needed. He had just sold the property and planned to come to Southern California. He was soon informed of the need, and in a few days a check came from him for $4,500. With $400 in hand, and only another $100 needed, Elder Burden appealed to a lady who had hitherto declined to invest in the Loma Linda enterprise, and she now smilingly responded to an appeal for this amount. Thus the third payment was raised and presented for payment a few days before it was due. Those who had been raising the means could now look forward to a respite of 3 months before the next payment would become due. But the agents for the property greatly desired to hasten the settlement, and offered a $100 discount if the next payment were met immediately. This was made possible by camp meeting gifts, after the campers had heard anew the story of God's providences in the securing of Loma Linda. And now the former owners discovered that by a technicality they could not distribute any of the paid-in funds until they wound up the corporation, and this could not be effected until the balance of $20,000, which was not due for 3 years, was paid. This led them to offer a further discount of $1,000 if the remainder would be paid at once, says Elder Burden. Our faith led us to venture a promise that we would have the $20,000 by a certain time, notwithstanding the struggle we had in getting the first $20,000. While we were studying how it would be possible to secure another $20,000, a lady came to the sanitarium, although we were not yet ready to receive patients. This was inconvenient, but we tried to make her comfortable. As she was out on the grounds the next day, we noticed that she seemed to look lonesome, so thought to cheer her up. As we remarked about the beauties of the place, she said, I was just thinking how happy I would be to live in a place like this. I am all alone. My husband is dead. It seems I am so lonesome I almost wish I were dead. We suggested that she might make her home there. She asked how much it would cost. On stating the amount, she said, why, I have that much in cash. We went to the office and wrote out a life annuity. Though the amount was only a portion of the $20,000, it came so unexpectedly that it gave us courage to believe that the balance would come in due time. Done in 6 months. A few days later, while in Los Angeles, we were talking with a former lady patient who had spent the winter at the Glendale Sanitarium, but who was staying in Los Angeles and taking treatments at the treatment rooms in that city. When we mentioned to her the offer of a discount of $1,000 if we could pay the balance immediately, she said, I have $15,000 I could loan you for 2 or 3 years if you need it. Thus, within less than 6 months, the entire $40,000 had been provided for by friends of the enterprise. The counsel of the Spirit of Prophecy had been confirmed. As we moved forward in faith, the Lord opened the way before us, and the money came from unexpected sources. Nearly all were at last convinced that truly God was carrying forward the enterprise.